Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? It is March 8th. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. And it's daylight savings time if you're a New Yorker or if you're still dealing with that like we are. So you have to bring the clocks forward. So you probably rolled over and looked at your clock and said, oh, it's still 9 o'clock. I still have time. No, it's 10 o'clock. So get up. Let's talk about money. First of all, I want to thank all my people in my archivers and my chat rooms and my emailers. Thank you for being part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show Sunday mornings. I appreciate you. You're good people, and you're family. What can I say? The love is always there for you. Remember that. Before we get into the topic of today, there's a few things I want to let you know. You know where to find us. We have a Facebook home, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Please be a part of it. Not just like us. Be a part of it. Let me know what's going on in your life when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. Also, you know about the books, just go to the Blogspot or go to Facebook page, and there's free books and e-books, and you know all that already. But for those who don't, the Cheap Cheetah Tip Jar, the Best of Cheap Cheetah Money Show, my Real Estate Diary, all of these e-books are on Smashwort, Amazon, Kindle, Creative Space. It's all about the money when it comes to books. Also, there are free books that I offer you, Frugal Living in 30 Minutes or Less, and Holiday Savings the Cheap Cheetah Way. These are free ebooks. If you like a free ebook, just email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly mail you a free ebook. Why? Because you're family, and I love you. If you have a product or service that you would like for me to talk about on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, please email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I will gladly discuss it with you and put you on the show. And, you know, you have an interview or you have a product or service that you have a commercial, you know, it's all good, folks. So if you're interested in that. Also, before we get into it, if you're in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area, I want you to come down and see me Saturday, March 14th. It's a Phenomenal Woman event. And I want you to come down and say hi. Come to family. It's at 245 West 129th Street. It's between 9:30 and 3. You can go to the Cheap Cheetah Blogspot and you can see the advertisement. Or you can go to the Facebook page and also you can see the advertisement. So if you're in the New York, Connecticut, New Jersey area, come down and see a sister. Say hi. Stop by. I'll be in the Access to a Rising Artist booth. And I'll probably be walking around. So I love to see you because we're family. And, you know, I love meeting new people. And on that note, we're going to talk about today's topic because I know you're ready for it. Can you be a millionaire on minimum wage? The reason I want to talk about this is that a couple of weeks ago, I was reading where a janitor, at 92 years old, had made about $8-9 million, a janitor for a school. And he left a lot of money to the school. He left a lot of money to charities and things like that. But the paper made it known like he was on minimum wage, which was, you know, a little stretchy because it was far from the truth. But can a minimum wage person make $1 million or more? So we're going to talk about that today. Some people say, yeah, you can do it. Some people say, heck no. Because what's the minimum now? About $8, $9? If you're lucky, maybe 10? You know, a lot of people say you can barely live on that, let alone try to make at least $1 million. And really 8 million. So we're going to talk about how you can do that. To even attempt to do it, some say requires financial discipline, time, and compounded interest. Okay? Some say to make even $1 million. We're not even going for 8 million. We're making $1 million. Some say the point of being a millionaire is that you don't enjoy your life, and you just steady working and you steady saving. Okay? And how this guy did it, this 92-year-old who passed away, and he left $8 million that no one knew he even had. He worked every day, but he also worked two jobs. He worked at a gas station, and he worked at the school. He ate really minimum. He went to, like, the diners and places where the meals were very inexpensive. He didn't buy any clothes, and he was like, he basically was really under the radar. People saw him. They talked to him, but he wasn't very extravagant, and he saved for like 40 years. He invested in businesses. He invested in stock. The main point is he didn't spend any money. So, yeah, I think it can be done, but you have to be able to want to do it. It's, I always tell you, it's a mind thing. If you are disciplined, meaning that every dime you can spare, you have to invest it into an income-producing property like real estate, stocks, and bonds. And this is what he did. He invested in companies that eventually over time grew. But you have to think about it now. This man was 92, so you figure he grew up, what, in the 20s, 30s, something like that? So how much do you think stock was in the 20s and 30s compared to how much it is now? Back then, you had a better chance, to me personally, of making at least $1 million on minimum wage compared to now, where everything is gone up so extravagant, it's ridiculous. Okay? Some say it's argument. It's like, can you? Some say yes, some say no. All right. They were saying, a lot of people were saying, time in order to get even $1 million on a low salary, you need time. And that's true. You need the time. And a lot of it. That's why you hear invest in your 20s, 30s. The reason why, because between 20 and 60, you have 40 to 50 years of time. And time makes money grow, which equals compounded interest. I'm tongue-tied already. Interest. Okay? So, what they're saying is you need financial discipline, okay? You need to invest every extra dime that you have, okay? Besides, once you get your salary, you pay your basic living expenses, your housing, your food, your transportation, but every extra dime you can get your hands on, if you work an extra job, you invest it. If you find money, you invest it, but you also have to have the time. This 92-year-old gas station attendant / janitor invested over his lifetime. So he started when he was, like, say, 18 years old, and he's 92 now. We're talking about 60-something years. Every chance he had money, he invested it. So, yeah, he amassed $8 million. But did he live a life? He didn't have any life. So these are choices that you have to think about. Okay? You want money or do you want life? Or do you want dual? To have a life and also have money, but maybe not as much money. Good timing. In order to be a millionaire on minimum wage, you need good timing. Meaning if your stocks and bonds and real estate is what you're investing in, your money for the long haul, it's about timing. Know when to buy and know when to sell. Buy cheap and sell at a good price. Look for bargains that add more bang to your buck. Okay, so it's not only about having a financial mind to be a millionaire, whether you're on minimum wage or you're making crazy money. It's about financial discipline, starting out very young, and it's about knowing when to buy and sell stuff, whether it's real estate, whether it's stock, knowing that you're getting more bang for your buck and knowing what to look for in a good investment. Okay? You have to live cheap. Okay? Your lifestyle has to be on the cheap. Inexpensive housing, clothing, food. You have to live cheap, and you have to save the money, which can be put towards your investments. That's what I always tell you. There's no such thing as being called a cheapskate and frugal and thrifty. So what? Those are just words. What do I tell you? Words can't hurt nobody. It's when somebody gets physical that hurts you. Words are just words. You know, do you really care if somebody calls you a cheapskate? I feel that's a badge of honor. Thank you very much. Because by me being a cheapskate, it allows me to do what I want to do without me having the burden of a whole bunch of nonsense going on. You know what I'm saying? So if they call you cheap, so what? What do you, at this point, do you really care what society thinks about you? As long as you're not hurting nobody, what the heck? But getting back to the point, you have to live a frugal life. Frugal, cheapskate, thrifty, simple life, whatever you want to call it. You can't spend no money just on the basic necessities of life. When you do spend, it got to be really, really cheap. To get to $1 million in the bank on a small salary, you have to be a risk taker and be willing to lose. But if you do your homework and study your investments, then you will win more than you will lose. In life, there is no risk without reward. So think about it. You have to be a risk taker. Even if you start your own business, you have to be a risk taker. You have to be adventurous. You have to know what's going on. As far as what is you want in business, how you're going to obtain that, how you're going to get the money to build your business, you have to be a risk taker. Sometimes we're not always going to win. To me, I think about it like it's like rolling the dice. You know, when you go to gamble and maybe you're playing craps or something and you're rolling the dice and you want your number to come out. Sometimes your number comes out, sometimes it doesn't. But you have to be willing to either to continue to take the chance or walk away. I mean, it's up to you. Hey, we all like $1 million. And I think we can all do it. It's just a mindset and you have to be willing to make the sacrifice. For example, $40 a share of Coca-Cola, purchased in 1919, who was born in 1919? Okay, but sorry, I digress, would be worth almost $10 million, and that's with dividend reinvestment. Time plus investment equals dividend plus splits, which then plow back into the investment equals growth. So, we're getting this? You were born in 1919, which none of us, I don't think, were. But just example, at $40 a share of Coca-Cola, which in 1919, $40 was a whole heck of a lot of money. But if you bought a share and you invested and re-rolled over and it split and the dividends and all that, you would come out with a pretty penny from just that $140. But, okay, we're not in 1919. Okay, and investments now, I think Coca-Cola now is like $100-something a share or damn near close to it. The point is you buy a decent company that you can afford. You buy one or two shares if you can. You leave it alone and you let it roll over. If you can add more money to buy more shares to this company, then you put the money in, you let it roll. Hopefully the company will split. And then you'll get more shares, and then in time, you don't touch the money, in time it'll roll over, and your initial investment will be worth a lot more with time and dividend reinvestment and maybe a split or two. But the key thing is you have to know the companies to go into. They have to be cheap. Like we were saying, you have to buy cheap and sell high. With stocks, you have to buy cheap. Right now, I don't think I would invest in the stock market because the stock market is so high. But when that joker falls, if you have companies that you're looking at that's like, you know, I really want to buy this, then I would keep watching them, and when the time is right, I would buy if I can afford to buy. Perfect example, I'm looking at Berkshire Hathaway Shares B. them jokers, it's like $149 a share. I can't afford $149, but I'm waiting. If it comes down, maybe. If it doesn't come down to where I can afford it, I can't buy it. But in order to be a millionaire, no matter whether it's the 92-year-old on minimum wage or the few others out there that we always read about, they always did one thing in common. They invested their money into the stock market. Some people, yeah, bought businesses or invested in businesses they knew that were very profitable, but a lot of them invested in the market. Okay, you're saying, well, the market's kind of sketchy and I may lose my money. True. But out of all these years, you know, has the market really done anybody wrong? Okay, we did have the big market crash or whatever, but we have now regulations in place. So all these millionaires on minimum wage or if they were making decent amount of money, they had the time, and they always invest in stock market. Just something to think about. I'm all for investing. I always tell you that. We always invest in stock market. Stock market, real estate, something that gives us bang for our buck and returns more money than we put into it. But I digress. In order to be a millionaire on minimum wage, don't smoke, drink, gamble, go on vacation, buy new stuff, eat expensive foods, don't take out, look for free and cheap things to do and ways to live. Invest, and watch how easy your money will grow. You might not get to be a millionaire, but having a couple extra thousand in the bank is not bad either. Okay? So, I want you to think about that, and then we'll go to commercial.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spotlight at www.accesstoarisingartist.com, the ultimate platform for a rising artist to shine.
Thank you. From Access to a Rising Artist, our sponsor for today. Getting back to, can you be a millionaire on minimum wage? Like I said, personally, I think you can do it. Okay, even if you don't get to be a millionaire, say, for example, you're 40 years old and you're like, okay, I let time pass me by, whatever. Between 40 to 60, that's 20 years. Okay? You have a couple of dollars. Even if you invest your money and you have the right mindset, 20 years is not bad to invest in the stock market or invest in some good real estate property and let the money grow for 20 years. All right, so maybe you don't have a million. Maybe you have $300,000. That works for me. $100,000 works for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's money that you put out, and it grew and grew and grew, and you left it alone. So we may not be millionaires, but if we can mass $100,000 or $300,000 or $500,000, that's pretty good in my book. What about you? It's pretty good, right? So, yes, it can be done. You can make $1 million on minimum wage. Personally, I think you can. You just have to have the right mindset. If time is not on your side, that's okay. We can amass $100,000 just as quickly. You have to be able to give up some things. You have to live frugal. You have to live cheap. You have to find ways to get every dime you can to either invest in the market or invest in real estate property where you can rent it out or you flip it over or invest in good companies where you know you're going to get a good rate of return. As far as if you're investing in businesses or whatever you want to invest in, you have to get more bang for your buck, and you have to know, kind of have a feeling that, okay, I'm going to get my money back plus more with this. you have to be able to know. Sometimes everything doesn't work out the way you plan it to, but you have to be able to get back up and say, you know what, I'm going to continue to invest, maybe not in this, maybe in something else, but I'm going to continue to find the vehicles in order for my money to grow, in order for me to maybe not become a millionaire, but if I can become a thousandaire or make $100,000 within 20 years or make $500,000 in 20 years, I'm still good with that. I am still good with that. So, yeah, it's all about mindset and, yes, what you're willing to give up and what you're comfortable in doing. Remember now, you have to be comfortable in doing what you do, and you have to feel good about doing it. If you're uncomfortable investing in the stock market, don't do it. If you're uncomfortable being extremely cheap and saving money and you care what other people think about you or what other people say, or if you're very uncomfortable living in really inexpensive housing to save money, then don't do it. By all means, spend the money, go on lavish vacations, buy big fancy cars. If this is what you're comfortable with, then do it. But in 20 years from now, don't say, why am I only getting a Social Security check? And why can't I live on this? Because you've made choices to spend money the way you want to live, the way you want to live, while you had the time. So now when you're 60, 70 years old, and you don't want to work anymore, you have to, because you have no choice, because you have to make a living, because you squandered your time and all the extra money doing the things you want to do. I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying, think about it. Think about it. And you can say, well, you know, you don't, sometimes people don't get to be, have retirement, or, you know, medical takes all the extra money. Fine. That's life. But what I'm saying is that we have to make choices. If you're uncomfortable, then do you. I always say this, you can still go on good vacations. You can still live in a decent house. You make the choices. You know, go on vacation, it doesn't have to be a $3,000. Go on a $500,000 vacation. Nice car, it doesn't have to be a $30,000 car. Get a $1,500 car. You know what I'm saying? You make the choices. You're still living, but then it's just the way you're living. And it all boils down to a mindset. So, yeah, you can be a millionaire on minimum wage, okay? You just have to make sacrifices. Next Sunday, we are talking about, we're doing making money. We're talking about making money. I'm going to give you some examples, and you're going to tell me if it's a crazy way to make money or if it's a smart way to make money. Because, you know, nowadays, you really got to think outside the box when it comes to making a couple of dollars. So, you know, I'm going to give you some examples, and you tell me, is it crazy or is it a smart way to make money? Okay? So, that's all next Sunday. Again, I want to remind you that come down and visit me. I want you to come down and visit. Come down and say hi. I will be at the Phenomenal Women event Saturday, March 14th at 245 West 129th Street. And the event starts from 9:30 to 3. If you like more information, just go to Cheap Cheetah Blogspot or go to Cheap Cheetah, the Facebook page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. And all information's there. Or, again, you can go to Cheap Cheetah Money Show Blogspot. Or you can email me, and I'll send you the information. Email me at cheapcheetah@yahoo.com, and I'll gladly send you information. Come down, say hi. You know, sometimes family, you got to get together and see each other face-to-face. It's been a while. So what else is going on? We got 5 minutes. I want to ask you something. Maybe it's me. Okay, because sometimes I don't remember things, and I'm not going to lie to you. Sister, not 21. More like early 30s. Anyway, I want to ask you something. When did banks start charging you extra for having checking accounts? And what I mean is this. Is the days of free checking gone? I went in the bank the other day, and I went to do some banking transactions, and I had to reopen a new checking account because I lost my old checking account. Make a long story short, the bank was talking about, well, I'm going to charge you $2 a month for having money in the bank. And I looked at her like, really? When did banks start doing away with their free checking account? And really, the only time you get free stuff with banks now, you got to be like 50 years old, and they have like a 50-plus plan where they allow you to have certain things for free because you're 50. Did I miss that boat? Where the free stuff is over as far as if you're not 50? Where the banks are nickel and diming you to death? Is it me? I think that's truly crazy. I really do. For a bank to tell you they're charging you for putting your money in their bank so they can use your money to do loans and buy stuff for the bank. Now, again, did I mention this is your money? They're going to charge you for your money. You know what? Sometimes it's not so bad to take the money and put the money under the mattress. That way, don't laugh. I'm serious. Or put it in a jar, a glass jar, and bury it in the backyard. Because, you know, that way you avoid the fees. You can go get your money anytime you want to. All you got to do is dig it up or go under the mattress and get your money. And you ain't got to deal with the bank's nonsense. Yes, we still need banks for certain things, but when they start charging you money to take your own money out, which this is money they're going to use to do loans and everything else, to buy bank furniture and everything, they're using your money, and then they're going to give you a quarter for every $10,000 you put in. Am I wrong? Tell me, folks, truly, am I wrong to say banks are really, they robbing you legally? Am I wrong? I mean, I look at banks now and the interest sucks. What is the bank doing from you? Remember back in the day, and I'm dating myself now, and I know you remember this too. Remember back in the day when you used to go to a bank and they used to be all nice and friendly and they used to give you gifts and stuff and have little raffles and, oh, you know, here's a little bank for you, or here's some placemats, or here's some glasses for opening up an account. Them cheap jokers don't even do that no more. Don't laugh. It's true. They don't. When the last time you went in the bank and they offered you something for opening up an account? Okay? All right, I will give it. I'm not even going to give Chase credit. Chase does send me the little coupons. We'll give you $250 for opening an account. So you look at it and say, wow, okay, you're going to give me $250 for opening an account. That's cool. The catch? The $250 for opening an account, you got to give us $25,000. Or you have to give us $10,000. And you're going to give me $250 for, say, $25,000 to open an account, new money, which means you can't take it from one account and put it into a new account. It has to be new money brought into the bank. You're going to give me $250 for $25,000. And then how much interest are you paying me? Maybe you pay me $1.50 for $25,000. Oh, we're giving you $250. $250 ain't jack. Okay, you see my point? When the last time your bank gave you something without you having to actually pay for them giving you something? Sorry, folks. That was my rant with banks. I mean, some people like them. Some people hate them. It's just, they become a joke to me right now. If I didn't really have to use one for security reasons, I really would. You know, like I said, I'm sticking the money under the mattress and keep it going. But unfortunately, you can't do that because that's another security issue. But if you feel the same way I do, or if you have a different opinion, email me at chiefcheetah@yahoo.com. I love to hear what you have to say when it comes to banks, when it comes to anything regarding saving, making, and having fun with money. And on that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you and I appreciate you. And what do I want you to do, folks? I want you to save that money. And until next time, have a great, great Sunday. And Chief Cheetah loves you.